first thing that we want to do is press any key to when we boot from CD to actually allow the computer to boot from the DVD. That's going to go into loading the setup files. First screen that we come to is going to be the Windows setup screen, and I'm just going to take the defaults for the language, the keyboard, and the time format. And then on the setup screen, I'm going to do install now to install Windows Server 2012. Okay, one thing you'll note is the default selection is Windows Server Core. I actually want to change to the GUI, so I'm going to select the GUI and then click Next for the operating system that I want to install. Of course, read the license terms and accept the license agreement. Click Next. And I want to do a custom install. I have one drive there, a 127 gig drive. I can click the drive options to actually create a new partition if I didn't want to use that entire space. In my case, I want to use the entire drive. I don't need to create partitions. I want the operating system to do it for me, so I can just click Next. Now it's going to go ahead and copy files. I'm going to kind of zoom through this a little bit by pausing the recording while this is chugging, and we'll pick it back up whenever it's done copying all the files. Okay, it's doing its first reboot now. At this point, it's actually booting off of the hard drive, not off of the CD. And we're doing another reboot. All of this is happening automatically. OK, Okay, I'm logging in for the first time, so I have to enter my credentials. We are now at the login screen, so I can press Ctrl-Alt-Delete to log in. And it's going to go ahead and finish setting up the system. Whenever you log in, it does automatically launch the Windows Server Manager. The first time you log into the Server Manager, it actually takes a little bit for it to load as it's going through the configuration. And subsequently, it will take a little bit of time whenever you log into the Server Manager anyway, because it's actually doing an evaluation of your system to report back in the dashboard on how your system is doing. And this is what the dashboard looks like. Right now on the bottom, the roles and the server groups initially are showing green. That is because it assumes green, but then by the time it turns it red, it's gone through and it's seen that there's issues there. You'll notice the tools and the manage at the top. This is where you would go in and access some of the administrative tools. You can also get there from the start button on the keyboard, which will bring you up to what used to be the start menu is now the start screen, and where you can access PowerShell, administrative tools, server manager, computer, or of course your desktop and Internet Explorer, etc. I can also right click on my computer, and just like there used to be a drop down menu, there is a drop down menu, if you will, but it's on the bottom of the screen where you can go into things like properties. And if you go into properties, you'll see that it looks very similar to what it looked like in prior versions of Windows. Now, every time I install Windows, one of the first things that I want to do is give it a real computer name. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Change Settings here. You can access this from Control Panel as well after the fact if you don't want to do it right away. And I'm going to go ahead and call this 2012RC-demo. And I can click OK. It does require restart, close, restart. I'm going to go ahead and restart now. I'm going to go ahead and shut down the tape, though, as that kind of concludes the installation process of Windows Server 2012. And we'll go through the graphical interface at a later time.